You're listening to Juno Afternoon, and I'm Rhonda McBride. When it comes to birds, this time of the year, every week, there is something different to look forward to in Juno. And Gwen Ballas and Elizabeth Soldier are here to bring us up to date on bird watching opportunities. They're with the Juno Audubon Society. I want to welcome both of you. I know, Gwen, you've been very excited in particular about seeing Arctic terns.
That's correct. I was actually just out at Auk Bay at lunchtime, and I saw a big group of them out there. They are just back from Antarctica.
Boy, they had a long journey. I guess we really have to appreciate them now that we know that.
Absolutely. It's probably the longest regular migration of any bird, or actually any animal in the world.
Well, I know that Brenda Wright is often a guest, but she's out on vacation this week doing some other things. But she usually tells me what she's seeing at the moment. Elizabeth, have you been out on the trail and spotted anything that makes you go, oh, boy?
Well, I'm pretty busy with work these days, so a lot of my birding is incidental. But I was running along North Douglas Highway the other day, minding my own business, noting the juncos and the thrushes just flitting about, when this beautiful dark dwarf red-tailed hawk just comes crashing out of the brush on the uphill side about 6 feet in front of me and just pauses midair in the middle of the road, staring at me for a second before finding a high branch on the other side of the road. And I think we both startled each other a lot, and I'd never seen a red-tailed hawk in Juno before. I'm from California, so I've certainly seen them a lot, but I'm a pretty novice birder, so that was a pretty exciting moment for me.
So let's go back to the Arctic tern. Where is the best place to get a look at those?
Well, as I mentioned, Auk Bay is good right now. And so is the Mendenhall Wetlands, mouth of the river area. We have a suggested birdwalk itinerary every weekend. And that one for this weekend is Eagle Beach State Recreation Area. And that's another place that sometimes you can see the terns feeding. And then a little later in the summer, a great place to see them is Photo Point at the Mendenhall Visitor Center, or right near the Glacier Visitor Center, and they nest right out there. And so that's a fantastic place to see them a little later in the month and into June. There's also a few around Portland Island if you're boating out there, and that's best viewed from the water so as not to disturb the birds.
So how do you get to Eagle Beach?
Just drive out the road about maybe 27 miles or so to the recreation area. So, and then when we refer to Eagle Beach, we're usually talking about the sandy area, not the cabins area, although there could be good birding there too.
So Elizabeth, what do you like about the Eagle Beach hiking trail?
Well, I think it's a really nice, accessible area for folks to test the waters in birding, and there's a lot of visibility, lots of really cool stuff out there. We'll be posting the checklist that our board member, Patty, is preparing right now on our Facebook, and you can see the checklist of the birds that she saw on our Facebook and kind of compare and get an idea for what you'll see out there.
So May is a big month for birding just in general. Do you have some events coming up to celebrate bird watching?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, we have our sort of follow along bird walks, and we also are encouraging folks to get out for the Litter Free Day. I just heard an ad for that, and there's a lot of organizations that are promoting that. We especially like that the Seal Trust is teaming up to work out at Sunny Point, because that is part of the Mendenhall Wetlands, which is a globally recognized important bird area, and it's great to get all those that trash out of there, especially the plastics that are really bad for birds. And then next weekend is going to be our now annual Birdathon, and that is a fundraiser as well as a chance to get out and count as many birds as possible and have fun. And it will support the Audubon Society as well as Southeast Alaska Food Bank.
The Birdathon. That sounds like that could keep you occupied for quite a while, especially this time of the year, counting birds. Well, some of the birds that I have heard about that are out there are the sooty grouse. And I'm guessing that that's a dark blackish kind of feathered bird. Can you describe the bird and where you might see it?
Yeah, so the sooty grouse is actually more brownish, and that's the bird that locally they popularly call hooters because they make that doot, doot, doot sound that you hear so often in the spring. And when you see them closely, it's a very, it's a subtle coloration, but they're quite pretty. And then the males, if you're so lucky to see them making that display sound, the neck kind of puffs out like a pinkish or a yellowish color.
You know, looking at them on the Audubon Society website, they almost look like they blend in with the tree bark, kind of grayish.
Yeah, the coloration is meant to blend in and not be so easily seen by predators. They're also hunted by people. But then in the spring, when the male makes that display, he does want to be seen and heard so that he can find a mate.
So what about the greater yellow legs? I guess that's another bird that you're telling people to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, this is another long distance migrant. They're in the winter off the coast, Pacific coast, from California all the way down into Latin America. And they've just got back. So they're a great one to look for along the shorelines. And then later in the summer, they're going to go up into the peat bogs, what we call the muskegs, and have their nest up there in sometimes pretty far inland into the woods.
And I guess another one out there is the yellow-rumped warbler. I like that, yellow-rumped warbler. So I'm assuming that it has a yellow rump.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a small grayish bird, and that is a great field mark to look for. And it's another one that has just arrived and started singing locally.
And so what kind of a song does it have?
So warblers tend to have high-pitched, kind of sweet songs, and the mnemonic that people use for that one is chewy, 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 sweet, sweet, sweet. And I'm not going to try to whistle that song, but maybe we could get you one to post on the web.
Okay, do that again. Chewy, chewy, chewy.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's how some people remember the cadence of that bird's song.
So these birds are here for a relatively short period of time. Are there things to watch as they spend their time here with us?
Well, some of them are just here for a brief summer, but it's great to see all of their behaviors all spring, listening for them to sing and seeing if we can see their nests.
So this is a weird question because I'm not a person that has had a lot of experience going out birding, but, you know, we've had our ravens and our eagles here through the winter with us. How do they feel about having all these other birds converge on their territory?
Well, it's hard to know what they're thinking, but I imagine that for some of our residents, they now have a new competitor for food, so maybe that's not the best. But in the case of eagles and ravens, they're predators, so they have more things to eat now.
So just in wrapping things up, once again, maybe recap some pointers for us as people have heard your interview and want to know, want to check things out for themselves?
Well, the main pointer is to look at the Juneau Audubon Society's Facebook page and the webpage, because we're posting a lot of information and sightings on there and activities.
And for both of you, and I'd like to hear from Elizabeth as well as you, Gwen, is what is it about this time of the year that you love the most?
Well, I sure like being able to see the birds before the foliage comes in and they can hide out of my sight. It's a lot easier for me to be able to tell who I'm looking at if I can actually see them. So I really enjoy this time of year.
Gwen?
Yeah, the same for me. It's just great getting out and seeing the birds in the spring.
And hearing them, too. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing from the Juneau Audubon Society next week for an update on what the birds are up to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.